And we are joined once again by Mike Cooley from My Free Mind talking mindfulness. And I believe today is the final one in our series of mindfulness for little people.
Yeah. I thought I'd do another practice for young children to try. So this one is about cultivating skills like empathy and, feeling positive towards other people and compassion and things like that.
Brilliant way to set them up as the years go on.
Yeah, positive emotion. Let's get them to feel some kind of positive emotion.
And hopefully adults will do this too, because I think it could be quite beneficial and lovely. As usual, Mike, take it away.
Okay. So this practice, it's nice. It's about feeling good, but you can do it sitting upright. You could do it lying in bed as a kind of wind down practice as well. So, you can play with that. It's called Three Wishes. Okay. So I'll just guide it, and then all you have to do is listen, and then you can kind of try a version of this with your kids at home. Okay, so I'm going to close my eyes for this one. And what I will ask you to do is just put your hands on your tummy. Okay, so the last couple of weeks we've been exploring something called balloon breathing, or balloon breaths. Okay, so that's when we breathe in through our mouth, like we're sucking up air through a straw. And you just fill your tummy up, you fill that balloon up. And then just like you're blowing out a candle. So we're just going to start with a few balloon breaths. So we'll take another one. Feel that balloon go up. And then blow out the candle. And then one more. Okay. Now, I want you to imagine that in front of you is a huge birthday cake. That's your cake, okay? It can be any kind of cake you like, but it's yours. And on top, there are three candles, okay? And they're magic candles, because when we blow them out, we can make a wish, okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to make a wish, okay? And every time we blow the candle out, we're just going to make a good wish for ourselves and other people, a good intention, okay? Wishing ourselves and other people well. So, hands still on the tummy. We're going to take a breath in, a balloon breath in. And then blow that candle out. And in our mind, we can just say, I wish that I'm happy. And then we can take another balloon breath in. Blowing out the second candle, we can wish, I wish that I'm healthy. And then another one. Blow out that last candle. I wish that I'm calm. Okay, happy, healthy, calm. So we're wishing those things for ourselves. But because it's a magic cake, the candles come alight again, and we can use our next three wishes for someone else, okay? We can wish somebody else happiness and health and feeling calm. So let's wish somebody in our family, or maybe a good friend, let's wish them well, okay? So let's bring someone to mind. Let's imagine them. And let's imagine them happy or laughing or smiling. And we're just going to make our wishes again, but for that person. So we'll take a balloon breath in, and then blow that first candle out. May you be happy. Let me take the next balloon breath in. Blow the candle out. May you be healthy. And then another breath. Blow the candle. May you be calm. Happy. Healthy. Calm. Wishing somebody else well. Giving our wish to somebody else. And because it's a magic cake, those candles come alight again. So we've got three extra wishes. And the nice thing is that we can now use these wishes for people we don't even know. So we could use the wishes for everybody at school, our school friends, the teachers. We can zoom out, and it's almost like we're floating above the earth. So you're looking down at the whole earth with all of the people and the animals and the trees, people in different countries. And we can use these wishes to wish everybody well. Okay, so let's breathe in again, another balloon breath. And then blow that candle out. May we all be happy. And then another breath in. Blow the candle out. May we all be healthy. And then the last candle, breathing in. Blow it out. May we all be calm. Happy, healthy, calm. Just feel your feet on the floor, bum on the chair, hands on your tummy, feeling your breath move in your body, noticing how your body feels, noticing how your mind feels. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes again. So, three very important, you know, skills and practices: compassion, empathy, thinking of others, sending good wishes or good, you know, friendly wishes towards other people. It's a good practice because it makes us feel very positive and warm and cozy. But it also just brings a kind of extended awareness to, you know, the world and other people that we don't know.
And it reminds me of one that you've done with us before with regards to adults. Mm. And actually, that takes it one step further, doesn't it, in wishing people who you may have a problem with. Yes. Well, which I'm guessing as they get older, the children might also benefit from adding that one in too.
That's right. Yeah. People we find difficult as well. Mm-hmm. There's an add-on practice that I might talk about in the interview that we can explore as well.
Excellent. As ever, Mike, a wonderful practice. Thank you so much for being with us. We will speak to you next week.
Thank you very much.